Nancy, this is a pretty exciting day for you and for Smart Technologies. You've just opened your new headquarters. What can you tell me about this building?
Well, it's a new state-of-the-art, environmentally friendly building that's been designed to the LEED Gold standard, and we're here in Research Park, just north of the University of Calgary. It's a little bit of a uniquely designed building in that we have really three wings that come from this concept of a, you know, kind of a half moon core to the building that bridges all three of the wings, and that allows us to only have a very small footprint for services that are typically found in buildings.
Now, you say that you're a candidate for the gold standard of the LEEDS program.
Yes.
What do you have to do in order to accomplish that?
Well, you know, you have to have a view to respecting the site, first of all, where the building is located. And so we're doing a lot of things with natural grasses here. We don't want to irrigate. We don't want to have to use power to mow. We want to deal with our natural rainwater. We have to pay attention to the really the way in which we constructed the building as well, and we attempted to recycle as much as we possibly could out of the waste that came from the construction process. And then the building has to have an energy efficiency aspect to it. So the systems that we've put into place within this building will reduce by 50% the energy consumption that this building will have compared to a typical building that is not constructed to the LEED Gold standard.
Now, why did you decide to go that route?
Well, it just fits, I think, with who we are and what our staff think about environmental issues. You know, I think many of us probably could have gotten away a number of years ago with not being mindful of the environment, but I think, you know, the climate change issues are certainly front and center for many of us, and we just felt that it was the right thing to do. Certainly nobody had a gun pointed at our head making us do this, but you know, I think when you build a building, you take on a responsibility. You're creating something that's going to last for a long period of time. It, you know, exists within an established neighborhood, and we just felt that we needed to maybe be out ahead of the mandated development guidelines and do something that was right for us and really right for the community and the larger Calgary and Alberta environment.
Now, how many employees are you going to be able to have in your headquarters here?
Well, right now there are about 750 people here, but we do have good space to expand. We are expecting to add a good number of people, probably around 100 during this current fiscal year. And so those people will all be easily handled within this space. But that's before we take any approach at all or give any consideration to some of the latest thinking around how people in particular who travel quite a bit might be able to share workspaces, or how we might be able to integrate sort of a work from home plus work in this building type of approach. So, you know, we may have, say, a capacity for 60 to 80% more staff once we start filling all of the available space, as well as introducing some of these other working concepts.
Well, that sounds like a really innovative form of thinking. Can you tell me a bit more about how you would integrate out of the office the employees?
Well, you know, instead of having a dedicated work space for employees who travel quite frequently, they would have a hoteling concept. And so they might have a set of file drawers that are on rollers that they could just have access to when they walk in the door. they would sign up for a cubicle and go and work from that space for that particular day. So there's no permanent space that's sitting idle waiting for them while they're out of the office. And that just gives a tremendous amount more flexibility around how you can think about putting larger numbers of people into the same amount of space.
Now, how does all of this fit in with plans for growth for your company?
Well, we're on quite a growth trajectory. We've just finished our fiscal year for 2009 right at the end of March, and we grew about 35% from the prior fiscal year. And certainly as we look at our fiscal year that will end March 31st, 2010, we expect that we're going to grow similarly quickly and perhaps even at a higher rate than we're currently growing. So we don't foresee a slowdown at all in our growth. And as we think about how we need to put people and tools and technologies and infrastructure in place within the company, we're certainly scaling up to be a dramatically larger company than we are today.
Well, how is it that you're managing so well when some other companies, some other industries are really having a tough time?
Well, I'd like to say it's because we're brilliant at what we do, but that just wouldn't be true. We certainly are working hard to keep our growth rate very high. But I think we're also the beneficiary of really a focus on education spending literally around the world. So here in Alberta, there are lots of schools that are buying our products and putting them into their classrooms. And then if you look south from here, in the United States, a good portion of the stimulus package that Obama has introduced is focused on education technology. And so we expect that our sales in the U.S., which are already growing at a very rapid pace, will continue to grow very rapidly in this upcoming or this current fiscal year and into the second year as well.
Do you have some new products on the horizon?
We do. We've got over 230 hardware and software developers now, and you can imagine that they're working on new products all the time. And so some of those new products are simply upgrades to products that we've already introduced. And other products are brand new products. They're different products from anything that we've introduced in the past. They're really innovations that we think will continue to drive our revenue.
What do you think the trend is for the future?
Well, for our company, we see a lot of people now catching the vision that really my husband Dave Martin and I had back in the late 80s for how it was that people were going to work, learn, and collaborate. And, you know, some of the enabling technologies as well as functionality, price point, and quality of some of the peripherals that have to be integrated in with what we do, they're all improving. And so now I think the time is really quite right for a lot of these organizations to be investing in exactly the area that we're involved in. So, you know, sometimes you're good, sometimes you're lucky, and we think that we've got a little bit of both working for us, and we do really see good things ahead for the company.
Now, you've opened your headquarters in the new building in Calgary. You've decided to stay in Alberta. Why is that?
Well, actually, Alberta and Calgary are good places to be from, and we've certainly got great connections into the rest of the world. We also have staff, increasing numbers of staff in these other geographies around the world. So we can rely on their expertise and strength to propel us forward in those areas. We find a good level of skill and ability in the hardware and software people that we employ. We've certainly got, I'd say, a richness in the executive team of good, strong, solid business experience, not necessarily in the technology area, but these new additions to our executive team certainly are learning quickly. and just the whole, I'd say, staff population at SMART is one that learns quickly, that's passionate, and that really means that we can stay here and live in a good environment where we enjoy not just our working lives, but our personal lives and family lives as well. So all that I can say is, why not?
Nancy, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.